Let's read together Psalm 107. In this psalm, there is a call to give praise to the Lord for the mighty deliverance of his people from various dilemmas. And then the psalm concludes with a wonderful description of God's providence. Let's begin by reading the first three verses. Psalm 107, beginning with verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let's begin our study of Psalm 107 with some background notes. Psalm 107 begins Book 5 of the Psalms, the last major division of the Book of Psalms. Remember, Book 1 was Psalms 1 through 41. Book 2 was Psalms 42 through 72. Book 3 was Psalms 73 through 89. Book 4 was Psalms 90 through 106. And now Book 5 contains Psalms 107 through 150. We see in these first three verses of Psalm 107 that we have a call to thank and praise the Lord, for he is good and his loving kindness, that is, his loyal and steadfast and merciful love, is everlasting. And the particular focus of the praise is the Lord's redemption and deliverance from the hand of the adversary. Verse 3 would seem to indicate that this psalm was written after the Babylonian captivity, when the Lord had regathered the Jewish captives from all directions and brought them back to the land. Verse 3 is also prophetic, because the godly remnant of Jewish people that will form the future restored Israel will be gathered to the land of Israel from around the world, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Now in verses 4 through 32, four examples or pictures of Israel's deliverance are brought before us. And in each case, God's provision for the problem in answer to the people's prayers called for praise to the Lord. The four areas of deliverance are as follows. Number one, deliverance from wandering, verses 4 through 9. Number two, deliverance from captivity, verses 10 through 16. Number three, deliverance from sickness, verses 17 through 22. And number four, deliverance from the storm, verses 23 through 32. All of us will experience one or more of these problem areas to one degree or another in our walk of faith. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point for Psalm 107. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Verses 4 through 32. In verses 4 through 9, we have the first example of deliverance. It is the picture of wandering travelers looking for a city where they could get food and drink. They cried to the Lord, and he delivered them and guided them to a city. Verses 4 through 9. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. When the Lord delivered Israel from their wilderness wanderings, he literally gave them well-stocked cities to meet their needs. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Let's read those verses. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. From Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. In verses 10 through 16 of Psalm 107, we have the second example of deliverance. It is deliverance from prison and captivity. Let's read these verses, verses 10 through 16. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. This section is another indication that this psalm was written after the Babylonian captivity, especially since the same words of verse 16 are used in Isaiah chapter 45 of Cyrus, who God used to bring his people back from captivity. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 and 2. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. From Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 and 2. In verses 17 through 22 of Psalm 107, deliverance from sickness is in view. Let's read these verses, verses 17 through 22. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Notice that the sickness here is as the result of sin and rebellion. Verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. You know, whether it be a nation or an individual that God disciplines with some form of sickness, he will bring healing to that nation or individual if and when there is repentance of sin. In reference to nations, read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. From 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And in reference to the individual, read James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. From James 5, verse 15. In verses 23 through 32 of Psalm 107, we have the fourth picture of deliverance, that of sailors being brought safely through a storm at sea. Let's read these verses. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still, and then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. The drunken man of verse 27 is a typical seaman staggering around while the ship is being tossed and turned in the great waves of verse 26. If you've ever been in a huge storm at sea, and the ship is taking on water and beginning to break up, then you can identify with the terror of those calling on the Lord here for help. Now, whether it be literal storms or the storms of life, the Lord can deliver in amazing ways when we call on him. This section of the psalm is certainly prophetic, not only of the literal storms the Lord would calm on the Sea of Galilee, but of the tribulation storms of the end times. when the godly remnant of Jewish believers will call on the Lord and be delivered through the time of Jacob's trouble. Believers should praise the Lord for his deliverance. Doctrinal point number two, believers should praise the Lord for his providence. Believers should praise the Lord for his providence. Verses 33 through 43. We see in these verses that God is more than sovereign over everything. He not only controls all things, but he directs all things for the ultimate good of his people. Providence, by definition, is divine guidance and care. Notice in verses 33 through 38 that the Lord can turn the fertile land of the ungodly into a desert, and he can turn a desert into a fertile and productive land for the sake of the godly. Verses 33 through 38. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water, and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decease. Now in verses 39 through 41, we see that the Lord is not only over nature, but over the experiences of people. He knows how to humble the proud, and he knows how to lift up the poor and needy. Verses 39 through 41. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high, far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. Verses 39 through 41. All this is part of the loyal and steadfast love that God has for his people. If we are wise and upright, we will appreciate the truth of God's providence and rejoice. Verses 42 and 43. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Believers should praise the Lord for his providence. And that brings us to our practical application for Psalm 107. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This practical application comes right from the words of verse 2 of Psalm 107. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So what should the redeemed say? In the context of this psalm, we should share our testimony with others of how the Lord has delivered us. That's the so of let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now let me ask you, has the Lord delivered you from any of these areas we've touched on? Have you been delivered from wandering aimlessly with no purpose in life? Have you been delivered from bondage of some kind? Have you been delivered from sickness? Have you been delivered from some storm of life? Financial storm, physical storm, emotional or spiritual storm? Remember not only to thank the Lord for this deliverance, but share your testimony of deliverance with others. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.